power on earth, this court or any greater or lesser power, can prevent inferences to be drawn from a refusal to testify.
I recognize that, Mr. Justice Stewart, but of course the defendant is entitled to an instruction to the jury, if he's fool enough to ask for it, that they're not to think about the fact that he or she didn't take the stand. To the extent that
the jury's fault... this has to do upon about comments on it. You can't prevent the inference being drawn, whatever inference the jury
I understand that, Mr. Justice Stewart. My only observation would be that you are entitled to the instruction to the jury that they may not draw such an inference, and to the extent those instructions work, why, inferences aren't drawn.
And you're entitled, certainly under Griffin, specifically, not to have the prosecutor comment on...
That's true.
...on your refusal. I'm still troubled with what prompted my first question to you, Mr. Tiger. Your whole argument is that the constitutional vice in this statute is that it imposes a burden upon the assertion of a constitutional right, unless I misapprehend you. That's
yes.
It, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Justice Stewart.
And my problem is that in this case, there was no assertion of a constitutional right.
Well,
because at the time he declined to sign a waiver of immunity, he was not constitutionally entitled to immunity.
I would take it, Mr. Justice Stewart, that the privilege against self-incrimination, if it is to
be... It's against compulsory self-incrimination.
Yes, against compulsory self-incrimination. If it is to have some meaningful place in the Constitution, must include the right of a grand jury witness under New York's peculiar system.
Well, we're talking about the United States Constitution, not New York's peculiar system.
I understand that, Mr. Justice Stewart, but if a witness who is offered a waiver of immunity under New York's procedure is offered it at the threshold of the grand jury inquiry.
Well, that's more than that to which he's constitutionally entitled if he's offered it at that time. You would agree with that, wouldn't
you? That's true. And if his, however, his refusal to sign a piece of paper which unequivocally waives all immunities and privileges which he would otherwise have under the provision of the Constitution of the United States and the state of New York, that refusal and attaching consequences to it surely raises a Fifth Amendment issue. Because the intention of the party to rely upon the Fifth Amendment in refusing to sign this waiver could not be clearer.
What you're saying is that he has a constitutional right to refuse to sign a waiver, and that he's exercised that constitutional right here. Is that it?
Yes, Mr. Chief Justice. But that in addition, the constitutional right arises because that's the step or time, the only time when New York permits him to do anything to avoid the automatic mousetrap effect of Election Law Section 22.
Well, that doesn't do it to him. If they didn't demand, and you say offer him a waiver, they demanded a waiver.
They demanded a waiver,
they
yes.
They demanded that
Justice
he
White.
Waive.
Yes, Mr. Justice White.
And if they didn't demand it at that time, and if he didn't sign it, and they then went on and asked him a question, and he answered, he might be well disposed never to claim the privilege, just answer, because then he has automatic
then he has immunity.
Immunity. But so it's the state that is interested at this time
yes.
in having a waiver before they ask any questions.
The case is not different, Mr. Justice White, from a situation in the station house with the litany under the Miranda warning and then the police officer saying, would you like to waive your privilege against self-incrimination before the accuser says anything? And if you don't, by the way, I'm going to punish you. Now, this court, I think, would have little difficulty in holding that violated the privilege against self-incrimination. Finally, I'd like to say a word, if I may, about the circumstances under which this refusal to sign the waiver took place. This court in the Grunewald case, dealing with the situation of Petitioner Halperin, explored the reasons why someone might want to take the privilege against self-incrimination. I'd like to read to the court from Justice Sandler's opinion dismissing the corruption indictments against Mr. Cunningham, referring to the subpoena here in issue. A motion to quash was made on Mr. Cunningham's behalf that challenged vigorously the good faith underlying the service of this process. This was responded to by the former special prosecutor in an affidavit that condemned Mr. Cunningham in sweeping terms as a central figure in widespread criminality affecting nominations for judicial and other offices. Basic fairness requires it to be said explicitly, as indisputably established by the record of these grand jury proceedings, that this charge was not justified by the evidence then at his disposal and was not substantiated by the investigation that followed. That which is a judgment of a court of record of the state of New York, I think, puts this matter in context and demonstrates really why we think this case is as important as we believe it to be. That is, any district attorney in New York State, in any county, can hail someone before the grand jury under these circumstances and cause a forfeiture of party office by the tactics here used. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. The case is submitted. We'll